that to me, the exact same. This is Emily.
Yeah, hi, Emily. I've not had to call before, probably because of... Do you guys look at fish?
We do.
How do I bring it in?
What's
an aranda.
You have? An aranda.
Aranda.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's going on with it?
Well, to me, I think nothing, but now I'm seeing I'm being extra paranoid. I've just noticed he's not clamped. He's swimming fine. He's eating great. But his dorsal fin's not floppy. It's floppy.
Okay. So how we do this is we usually get you to get a water quality test. And you just take some photos of him as well and your whole setup. We get you to send it as an email and you do a phone consultation with the vet.
And
if there's anything that they can, prescribe and stuff, we can just send you emails or you can come pick up the scripts, or the medications themselves, depending on what it is. And that's usually how we go from there because it's just too high stress to be able to bring them in unless it's something that we do need to physically see them for. Well, yeah, it's a stress to both.
Okay, that's cool. He's swimming fine. He's super always hungry. But now I'm just... And he got stuck in a terracotta pot, which I just had to break open. So now I'm freaking out about that a little bit.
It could be from the trauma.
I'm just doing a water change now. The parameters have been perfect,
mm-hmm.
except obviously nitrates are always going to be up. But I've got three other arandas, and their dorsal fins look okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm being paranoid.
I personally don't know enough sort of about them, so that would be my advice to start off with.
Yes, that's okay. What's the email?
Yeah, so our email is exotics, EXOTICS.
Uh-huh.
VET.
Yep.
At mail.com.
At mail, M-A-I-L.
Yep.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much is a consultation?
The consult's $179.
Okay. And I pay that over the phone first,
yeah.
Or how does it work?
We do over the phone afterwards. That way, if there's any medications or anything that's added onto it, you're not paying two separate invoices. It's all just the one fee.
And if I have multiple fish. If there's another fish, is it going to cost me another $175 for you to look at another fish or look at all
if
of them? Or
if you're inquiring about the same condition or
they're all in the same tank.
Are you wanting health checks done on all of them? That's what it comes down to.
Well, I might as well while I'm here doing it.
Yeah. Look, I'll have a chat to the vet because it is a bit different because it's not because you're not bringing them all in.
Yeah.
But because they're all living together and everything like that as well. So I'd have to have a chat to the vet and get back to you about that one. I'm just not too sure.
Okay.
We can start with the sick one.
Yeah.
And go from there.
So what photos do you need?
I need photos of the tank and the fish.
Okay.
So of his drippy fin, how it's sitting, and then there's tank, your pump, all that sort of stuff as well.
Okay. I might wait till he's settled after the water change and dim the lights for a little bit before I take a photo. Do I need to make an appointment or just
send it through? If you want to just send it through and then I can have a chat to the vet in regards to, because if it's something that I can advise you to just pick up some stuff from an aquarium, then, we can do that just via the email and it won't be a consultation. But, if he needs medication through us, then we can discuss that through the email and book the consult.
Okay, cool.
All right,
thank you. I'll send it later on this afternoon. Thank you very
much.
Good.
That's okay. Bye.
Oh, bye.